It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend edition of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, and this is episode number 43. We release one every single weekend, and I'll explain to you exactly what it's all about in just a moment. But before I do that, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. They're located in Artane in Dublin 5 and Rush in County Dublin, right beside the Strand Bar. Now, if you are looking to transform your home or your business before Christmas with fresh new flooring, then it's time to talk to the experts, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. And right now, their pre-Christmas sale is on. Enjoy big in-store discounts, but you'll need to be quick. Get in this week for guaranteed pre-Christmas delivery and installation. Now, the lads have over 50 years of experience. They've built up a massive reputation that you can walk on, literally. Did you get the pun there? Yeah. Well, from domestic to commercial carpets, flooring and vinyl, their team covers it all nationwide. And the best part, they offer a free measure and sample service so you can see and feel the quality before you buy. You can give them a call today on 01847 3320. That's 01847 3320. Or visit them in-store in Artane in Dublin 5 or in Rush in North Dublin right beside the Strand Bar. So whether you're renovating one room or an entire space, remember the name Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. And our sincere thanks to all the guys for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So what is this episode of Opinions Matter all about? We release this particular episode, which we call Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. We release it every Saturday at around lunchtime. And it's very, very different to everything that we do during the week. So let me explain how we come to this episode. So every day we broadcast our show, which you may not realise, live on our Facebook page, which is how we generate calls and so on for the show. And before, so we go live on Facebook, and while the audience is building up on Facebook, myself and Jeremy and sometimes Katie are here in studio literally just talking random shite while the audience builds up on Facebook. And we're just getting stuff off our chest, talking about the most random rubbish ever. So what you're about to hear is completely unedited. It is that beginning section of our live show from the 4 days this week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. Oh yeah, that's 5 days. But there's only four of them. Anyway, on this episode, you'll hear us debate the name of the chipper at the Walkinstown roundabout. We find out about Jeremy's young fella telling everyone in school what he found under his dad's mattress. And what is your number one skill listed on your CV? That and much more on this special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. It is the most random rubbish. You'll either love it or you'll hate it. So let's start last Monday.
Now, I have to share something with all of you.
You have to share something with all of
you. But I don't have to. Do you want me to share it?
Share away.
Yeah, yeah. For a bit, 8 or 9 minutes. I won't take that long, I'm sure.
What do you want to share with me?
I just want to share. I don't know. Many of you listening are probably parents.
A lot of people listening are parents, yes. Not everybody.
You're a parent.
Of course I am, yeah.
Absentee parent, but nevertheless.
What? They're grown adults.
Are you still absent?
What, do you want me to stalk around their house?
Yeah, you're absent in their lives at the moment.
Stalk around my kids' houses.
By the way, is that a, just on a separate thing, is it a nice thing or a bad thing when your kids stop wanting to go on holidays with you?
Well, I don't know if it's nice. It's a normal thing.
We sat down with our kids last week to say, where do you want to go next summer? Because we want to book it nice and early. Mm-hmm. You know, the sales are on at the moment.
Correct.
And we want to book it now because, you know, we...
And you just tell them where they're going?
No, we like to do things as a family.
Are they paying their way?
No, they're not
paying
their way.
You just dictate to them where they're going?
Anyway, we sat down and we had a what's it called?
A family meeting.
Yeah, a conference, if you will. A mediation.
Right, okay.
You've been to a few of those, haven't you?
Go on. You had a mediation.
So we had a mediation about where we wanted to go. And then the kid, we sent the kids off and then we wrote down the list of where we want to go. Malta's on the list, by the way.
Great place. Yeah. Not for kids, though. Not really for kids.
Now, I wanted to go to where your woman went missing.
Where your woman went missing?
What's the name of the place? Your woman. God love her.
Portugal.
Yeah, what's the name of the resort?
Praia da Luz.
What's it called?
Praia da Luz. Anywhere along the Algarve.
No, that particular resort that Madeleine McCann...
What, you want to get rid of your kids?
No, that's a disgrace.
Well, I'm asking why that particular resort?
This has only ever happened once because it came up as a special...
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, it's
that's why it's so cheap. It's not a great resort.
Well, the pictures made it look great.
Yeah, but that's why it's cheap.
So don't go to...
You get what you pay for in life.
What do you get?
Praia da Luz isn't a great resort.
But sorry, it was good enough for the McCanns who like...
Yeah, 20-odd years
myself
ago.
Myself and the McCanns have a lot in common. We're both middle to upper class families, professionals, letters after...
You sit here doing epoxy podcast every day.
Oh, I would be as class conscious of as Jerry McCann. What was he, a doctor? They were both doctors. Yes. Same as our family.
You're a loser. Honestly,
I'm a loser, baby.
Anyway,
so don't go to pray.
So you had a meeting.
By the way, I'm not making fun about the Madeleine McCann thing. My wife went all, "Oh, we're not going there. We're not going there." And I said, "What are the chances of that happening again?"
You'd like to think slim, okay? Very, very, very slim. But it's not a great resort anyway. That's why it's coming up cheap.
Oh, you wouldn't like it.
You wouldn't like it either.
No, you wouldn't like it. There's no Irish bars there doing karaoke and.
You would like it actually because there's no people.
Oh, I do like places that have no people. I do like places that have no people, yes.
Anyway, what came out of this meeting?
Anyway, my wife turns around and she says after we convened the meeting, I mean, young fella took minutes and all that, took the minutes down of the meeting. She said, it's going to be sad when the kids no longer want to go away on holiday. I said, no, it's going to be fucking great.
It is great.
Is it?
To be honest, yeah.
I think that's where men and women differ, isn't it? Mothers and...
One of the best things about the kids not going on holidays with you is you can then decide where you're going. You don't have to take anybody else's opinion into account.
Yeah, you can literally go wherever.
But I wouldn't be going to Malta either.
But not for the kids. My wife, God rest her, said that...
She's not dead.
What? Oh, no, but I am when she hears this podcast. So she always says anytime we have a private conversation, I don't want this to end up on Onions Matter, she calls it.
So she
Onions Matter. In fairness, onions do. I put onions in everything.
I can't stand them.
There's nothing I don't cook in my house that
I can't stand
How
onions.
How dare you badmouth the onions?
Onions Matter.
Onions Matter.
That's what you're... So your missus thinks you go out every afternoon and you're not home till God knows what time because of the traffic.
It'll be about 7 this evening, let's say.
It'll be about 7, right?
Yeah, there we go. And I literally drive around the walking center roundabout non-stop just to kill a bit of time.
And you eventually arrive home, your eyes hanging out of your head, yeah? And she says...
How was Onions Matter today?
Does she never listen, no?
No. Anyway... She said that she's going to be...
It's a bit of a smack in the teeth, isn't it?
I know, she'll take the money from it.
Yeah, that's the point.
Oh, yeah, she'll take the money
from it. No support.
Ah, here, it's like all these young ones. You know the young one, you know Jacinta?
Yeah.
You know Jacinta in Cabra West?
Oh, she'll take his drug money.
I don't... My ex-fella's a fucking cunt, he is. That's what she says about him, yeah? He was a terrible father, but she'll still take his drug money.
Yeah.
Because she's a... What's it called? A Molly?
A Mal. There's no Y.
Oh, I think there's a Molly.
No, there isn't. She's not a Molly.
She's a Molly.
She's not a Molly. A Molly is our dog. Our dog is a Molly.
Jacinta, are you a Molly? Is the word on Molly?
No, it's a Mal.
And a Mal is someone that's...
Hanging out of a drug dealer, basically.
But she hates him, yeah?
Yeah, she probably hates him.
But and she says he's baby... Baby daddy's not worth a shite. Not worth a shite.
That's what she says. Yeah.
Sorry, Jacinta, if you're listening. By the way, not every woman in Cabra is called Jacinta.
No,
some are called Natalie.
Anyway, what's the upshot of the conversation about the kids and the holidays?
My wife turned around and said she's going to be distraught when the kids no longer go. So
that says a lot about you, can I just say?
That actually says
more about you than you realise.
So we said it at the same time, guys. We were sitting at the table and we said, and Sue turns around to me, that's my current wife's name. And she turns around to me and she says, Jesus, how are you going to feel when the kids no longer want to go away on holidays? I'm like, fucking great. And I looked over her thinking she was going to give the same reaction.
Oh, she was horrified.
And
she's
like, so why are you jumping up and down with glee? And she says, are you even a father? Are you a father? Then she opened the front door and she shouted, my baby daddy's a cunt. That's all he is. That's all he is. Doesn't speak like that.
That is, like I said, that says more about you than you realise.
You see,
that means she can't stomach.
The difference.
Just listen to me.
Oh, she can't stomach me. Be very careful what you're saying.
She cannot stomach the thought of a 2-week holiday on her own with you.
I think you're actually right, Amy.
Without the kids to fall back on.
Onions matter. I think that's what it is. And I always say, to remember how great our life was before the kids came on, she goes, no, it wasn't. There's no meaning in her life. We had nothing. So we had each other.
Did she actually say all those things?
We had each other. She said, no.
Jeez, I feel like giving you a hug.
I don't want to hug.
You poor rejected, dejected individual.
I don't hug other men.
Driving around the walking stand around about the leg getting home.
A lot of the reason I drive around is because you can't come off the fucking
thing. No, you're there forever.
Oh my God. What
nightmare.
Is it like?
It is
and
a
then
nightmare.
You're driving around. What's the fast food place that's at the corner?
The fast food place?
Oh, there's a place. Oh, the smell. Have you ever driven around the walking stand around?
I try to avoid it.
There's a place you can get a greasy box. Have you ever got a greasy box?
There's loads of those places around there.
No, but have you ever got a greasy box in Walkinstown?
No, I can't say that I have.
Have you ever nibbled on a tie in Walkinstown?
Not that I'm aware of.
Have you ever sampled a succulent breast in Walkinstown?
I did that once, yeah.
What's the name of the place? Does anybody know? When you're driving around Walkinstown roundabout, you can smell it wafting into your car.
And what is it, a chipper?
No, it's a chicken chipper.
KFC?
No, it's not KFC. A chicken chipper.
A chicken chipper?
Yeah, have you never heard of a chicken chipper?
No. It's not a fish and chipper.
No, it's not a fish and chipper. It's just a chicken chipper.
Never heard of one.
Oh, they do lovely gravy as well. We'll get the name of it in a sec. Anyway, yes, I do. I drive around walking certain roundabout, literally killing the air so I don't have to go home and put up with my brats of kids.
And your wife, who doesn't love you.
I know, she does love me. She just thinks that...
The thought of going on a holiday with you repulses her.
Oh, yeah, you had great... By the way, if you're trying for a child at the moment, congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, no, you haven't done it yet.
Oh, for your first child, yeah.
It was like, remember when you became a grandfather and the Lickers that listened to this podcast were messaging you saying, congratulations, Adrian. It's like you had anything to do with it.
I did.
No, you hadn't. So you impregnated your daughter?
No, I certainly did not.
That'd be a great topic.
No.
Onions matter.
However, I was involved in the creation of her, which subsequently created the grandchild.
So I found out the place. It's like your mate of mine. Jeez, I didn't know you listened. Say hello to Gar.
How are you, Gar?
The people you never think listen to this podcast that do.
Your wife.
Onions matter. Hillbillies.
Hillbillies at Walkinstown Roundabout.
Have you never heard of Hillbillies?
No.
I'll trust Angela to know what it is. Angela, you probably kept them in business for about 20 years.
Ah, stop. You can't say that.
When Angela was fat, she would have had her fair share.
You can't be calling our listeners fat.
No, was fat. Past tense. When Angela was fat, she would have kept Hillbillies in business, wouldn't she?
I don't know. She lives in Limerick, for God's sake.
Angela ate many a greasy box.
Really?
Many a greasy box, yeah.
So Hillbillies at Walkinstown Roundabout.
There's one out your neck of the woods as well. They're all
is there?
Yes, yeah. They're very popular.
I've never seen a Hillbillies in my life, but it looks lovely. Oh, look at me.
Jesus, where you live, it's populated with Hillbillies.
What? Look at that. Oh.
Yeah.
I have to get a go with that.
The noise you make.
I'm just salivating over that breast.
Neil is just texting Hillbillies. Neil, that was a half an hour ago. We're over. Do we know the name?
Oh, I have to try me some Hillbillies.
Yeah.
So it's KFC with knobs on, is it?
Yeah, it's proper. It's proper chicken. Proper chicken. Yeah. Anyway, to get back to my point is, guys, if you haven't had kids yet,
make the most of it.
Go on the holidays where, I mean, Jesus, I went on holidays where we would. There was one night. I'm finished on this. One night we were in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, okay. It's right down the bottom of Gran Canaria.
No, not the scummy Puerto Rico. Not the one.
The one you're talking about is scummier.
No.
It is.
There's two Puerto Ricos. There's the one that the Pavos go to
in Gran Canaria.
You know these ones. The Pavos go to Puerto Rico and Gran Canaria.
Yeah, but the other one, they're all Pavos.
No. The one in Gran Canaria. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see Jacinta in Cabra West. Yeah. She's away in Puerto Rico and she puts up on her Instagram, living the dream. Living the dream, going to the fucking Canaries. That's not a dream. So I've been to the proper Puerto Rico.
The proper Puerto Rico.
Where they make Cuba Libra. And
they don't actually make Cuba Libra, you absolute fool of a man. Individuals make Cuba Libra.
What?
You make Cuba Libra yourself, you fool.
Oh, what did
you
they
You don't
make?
Know what Cuba Libra is.
I don't know. I just thought they made it in Puerto Rico.
No.
Anyway.
Cuba Libra is a Bacardi and Coke, basically.
Our wildest holiday in Puerto Rico before we had kids. 3 tequila slammers each. Up till about 1 o'clock that night. Nachos.
Oh, how you must long for the old times.
What?
You must long for the old times. Jeez, I was up till 3 o'clock 2 weeks ago in Lanzarote.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, does bingo go on that late?
No. Wasn't bingo.
What was it? Reruns of EastEnders or something like that?
Just a night out with pals.
With pals? Yeah, it was one of those holidays. Yeah. I'm always wondering why I don't get invited in those holidays.
So your idea of partying hard is a late night with slammers till 1 o'clock.
Let's just say Adrian doesn't have to go to Hillbillies for a greasy box. That's all we have to say.
What does that even mean?
You don't have to go to...
Anyway, I have to try Hillbillies. I'm on my way.
Your cholesterol, yeah?
Yeah, it's zero, actually.
Your cholesterol is higher than the ratings for this podcast.
It's actually not. No, it's not.
Oh, is it not?
No, nothing wrong with me.
Oh, okay.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it.
That's probably just as well.
Can you say hello to somebody for me?
I will.
Don't normally do a request, but it's mad when you talk to people who listen to the podcast that you wouldn't think listen to the podcast.
Okay, I'd say hello to
and
whoever you want.
A friend of mine, who I worked with many, many years ago, she was a waitress.
Oh, and a woman in the cocktail bar?
No. Nobody would even get that reference.
Yes, they would.
Literally nobody would get
Sorry, hang on for 1 second. You're telling me that I made a reference that about a woman who was working as a waitress and I said in a cocktail bar and you're saying nobody will get that.
No. And secondly, that doesn't even make sense because cocktail bars don't have waitresses. A waitress serves food. A cocktail bar doesn't serve food. It serves drinks.
Yeah, but you can have a waitress in a cocktail bar.
No, you can't.
Oh, absolutely.
No, you can't.
So, sorry, you're telling me that not one of our listeners are very educated.
No, they're actually not.
Not one of our listeners
Most of them can't hold down a job.
Oh, Jesus.
I said most of them.
Does anybody get that reference? Jeremy said his friend was working as a waitress, and I said, in a cocktail bar, and he's saying you won't get that reference.
Lorraine is her name.
And what was she doing?
She was working as a waitress.
In a cocktail bar.
No, nobody'll get it. It was a restaurant. It's actually, we worked together in a Marco Pierre White restaurant.
You were never inside the door of a Marco Pierre White restaurant.
I worked for...
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
You absolutely didn't.
I was a waiter.
Where?
In Marco Pierre White.
You weren't.
Well, I actually was. So there you go. Anyway,
straight away. Emma, don't you want me?
No, I don't, actually.
Everybody gets it. You're a fool of a man.
If you had a bag of vaginas, I wouldn't want you.
What?
If you had a bag of vaginas. If Emma... Open up a suitcase, yeah?
Yeah.
And you open up the suitcase and it was all vaginas jumping up and down. That's a terrifying mental image.
Who wants a bag of vaginas?
A suitcase of vaginas.
Oh, you clown of a man.
Anyway, I get back to sorry,
the
Emma.
The song is called Don't You Want Me. Yeah, Emma gets it.
Baby.
Yeah, Don't You Want Me, Baby. Don't You Want Me, oh.
And my point was, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, Emma, I don't want you. And to reiterate the point, if I had a bag...
Nobody has a bag. Don't even go make that reference again, please.
Okay.
Emma, it's vile.
If you had a Samsonite suitcase full of vaginas and you opened up and they're all going, pick me. Remember like in Toy Story? Those little lads, the aliens.
I hear you're losing me.
Pick me. Do you remember the bit?
Don't you want me, baby?
The bit in Toy Story with the claw going down and all the little aliens. Pick me.
Yeah.
Do you remember them?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if they were the vaginas and they're all going, pick me, I wouldn't. I would pass. Thank you. I just had to say that. Now, let's talk about Lorraine. So Lorraine worked as a waitress.
In a cocktail bar.
No, in Marco Pierre White's.
And okay.
I used to work with Lorraine. Anyway, Lorraine listens to the show.
Sorry, can I tell you, when you were working in restaurants, Marco Pierre White was barely born.
I know, it's now Marco Pierre White's. It wasn't...
Ah!
Marco bought it.
Ah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, get on with it.
Jesus, Emma just sent back a message. Do you think I'd want a bald OAP man?
She's dead right.
Now, which part of that should be I offended?
No, you shouldn't be offended by either of it because it's both true.
There's three insults in there. The bald thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take issue with that. Balding. Balding. Although I'm,
balding?
I am bald down below.
That's not... She doesn't know that.
No, but I'm telling you.
Nobody cares.
Like a turkey's giblets.
Nobody cares.
Remember your dad used to hang the turkey out in the kitchen?
Oh, Jesus.
Like a turkey.
A balding OAP. She's dead right. Emma, you've just summarised my esteemed colleague here down to a T. A balding OAP.
So, Lorraine, who I worked with, she was a waitress in a restaurant and she has done well for herself.
Okay, very good.
She is now a child psychologist.
Excellent, very good. Fair play to her.
Rich.
What?
Anybody can be a child psychologist.
Anybody can be a child psychologist, insulting prick.
No, that's not insulting. It's one of those gigs.
You have to go to college for years to study for that shit.
Weekend course.
It's not a weekend course.
It's a weekend.
But it's more than you ever did in college. Waste of space.
Oh, that's very true. Anyway, she's now, she won't mind me saying that she has a sense of humour, but she's now a child psychologist. So she's moved on from being a waitress to being a child psychologist. And probably did a weekend course. Online. Did she go online? Be a child psychologist? Question1.com. Well, any parent can be a child psychologist. I'm a child psychologist.
But you're not, because you're not qualified. Don't be belittling the girl.
No, I'm not belittling her. No. I'm saying anybody could. It's a job anybody could do.
It's not.
Ah, it is. Yeah, I can get inside the mind of my kids.
You don't have the patience for your own children, let alone the patience for somebody else's child.
Little shits. Where are they? Are they here?
I'm going to bring them in one day just to annoy you.
Be the best podcast ever. stuff that they tell all daddy and mammy secrets.
Oh, really?
Oh, they do.
Oh, geez, bring them in.
Yes, they tell all mammy and daddy secrets.
That could be our special Christmas episode.
I have to tell you this, guys, a funny story. Should I tell it now? Hang on, let me just see if it's, no, if it's illegal. Okay, so yeah. No, it's probably not illegal, okay?
Well, probably not.
I don't know if it's illegal or if it could get me into trouble. So I had a sum of money at home, cash.
Yeah.
That I got somewhere. Doesn't matter where.
Well, probably out of an ATM. That's where most people get cash.
It was a large sum of cash.
Okay, out of the ATM, yeah, yeah. We'll go with that.
But that's not believable. It's not the truth either.
So who gave you a large bag of cash?
I did favours.
Favours?
Favours. And anyway, guys, I had a large bundle of cash and I didn't know what to do with it because I didn't want to bring it to the bank because you have to, you know, you have to stick it in one by one. And it,
you don't, you just stick a wad in.
No, it's one by one.
No, and it counts them all.
You put a 50 in and then another.
No, you don't. You just put the whole wad in and counts it.
Well, if I had gone to the bank, we wouldn't have this story today. I should have gone. Anyway, well, no, I didn't want to lodge it in the bank either.
Why?
Because your man would be looking for some then.
Who?
Ah, the fella with the harp. Ding, 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 ding. That fella.
Oh, that fella, okay.
He wants all your money, doesn't he?
He does.
You prick.
So go on anyway.
So anyway, I was storing the money.
Storing money now.
Oh, God, that sounds bad. Anyway, I was storing the money in the house.
As a favour?
No. It was my money. But I didn't, I was going to use it on a purchase. But I didn't want the bank to know about it. Oh, Jesus, this story.
It really is. Can I just say, I've friends who've ended up in very big trouble for laundering money.
I know. I have friends. No, I wasn't laundering money.
But what were you doing with the money?
I didn't want to put it in the bank.
Okay.
I didn't want herself to know about it.
You're hiding it from herself?
Ah, yeah.
Okay, that's more believable then.
No, that's the truth. Runaway money.
Okay, yeah. So you had this wad of money that you got from some nefarious sources.
And it was underneath the mattress on my side of the bed. And my kids found it one day. And my uncle was like...
What are they doing under the mattress of your bed?
Animals. Anyway, my son actually found it. And I knew that because he tells his friends everything that happens in their house. And I said, do not tell your friends this because it sounds dodgy.
Okay.
And he says, oh, Dad, you sound like Pablo Escobar because he's watching Narcos.
He should be watching Narcos.
Oh, yes, he should.
He's only 9.
Oh.
10.
No, he was 8 when he watched Narcos.
What?
Oh, he was 8 when he watched Narcos. We watched Narcos together to teach him about the evil.
There's a conversation for another day.
What, did he watch Narcos?
It's all very violent, chopping heads off, shooting people.
Yes, and that teaches him never to be a drug dealer. Every parent should show their kids Narcos. It's on Netflix, seasons 1, 2 and 3. He's terrible.
I think that's very hairy. Anyway,
no,
go on.
No, it's not. It's not because he won't touch cocaine now and he won't become a drug dealer. Here, lads. If you didn't let all your little Jordans, or if you had to let your Jordans and your Cadens and Jasons and all that, if you had to let them watch Narcos, they wouldn't be out running errands for the local drug dealer on their scooters in their Canada Goose jackets. Thank you very much. So anyway, he found the wad of cash underneath my mattress in my bed. And in fairness, it was a very thick, it was a very uncomfortable sleep for a couple of months.
Oh, hang on. Hello? Oh, how are you? Who's that? Akara. How are you, Akara?
So is that a Polish person?
No, Akara. Yeah.
Akara. He's from Poland.
Okay, thank you. The revenue commissioners have just been in touch to say they'll be in touch with you.
Oh, that they should be. They owe me money.
They owe you money.
Anyway, guys, the bottom line is my 8-year-old watched Netflix, watched Narcos. That's fine. Yeah. But also, I told my son not to say to any of his friends in school that there was a wad, because it sounds well dodgy.
It still does, I just say. It still does.
It sounds like something like if you went into the Viper's house or the Monk's house or something like that. You know one of those lads?
Yeah.
You'd find money in their house, you know, allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Why are you talking about me in your podcast, Mr. Dixon? You're nothing but a scam. You're a scam. So anyway, he went in and didn't he tell his whole class that daddy has a bundle of cash underneath his mattress? Now, how did I find out about this?
Yeah.
At the school gates a couple of weeks ago, one of the parents came up and said, you'd want to talk to your son, by the way. He has very loose lips because he told my son. So they share all this, my son, that you're keeping cash underneath your mattress.
How does this relate to Lorraine, the cocktail waitress in the cocktail bar?
Absolutely in no way whatsoever. But Lorraine is now a child psychologist.
So what has that story got to do with all of this story?
Probably that was just my ADHD kicking in there. So we're back on track.
Why did you tell me about the lady working in the cocktail bar?
So Lorraine is now a child psychologist.
What's that got to do with anything?
I've no idea. I've no... Rewind the podcast. I'm sure there's a connection there. I'm sure it's connected in some way, okay? Anyway, Lorraine had a big rant with me the other day about using Santa Claus as a threat.
Ah, that's where the story's going.
Yes, because she said it's one of the worst things.
I agree.
Sorry, I was saying I can get inside my kids' heads. That's what I was saying. That's where it came about.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys, but through the whole month of probably October, November, and early December, I used the Santa threats. And she said, she like had a right go with me. She said it's a horrible thing to do. So say last night, my kids wouldn't go to bed.
Yeah.
They'd watch Narcos. Yeah.
But all of them.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Even your four-year-old.
Ah, we all sat down. Ah, yeah, yeah. Papo Ekaba. She calls him Papo Ekaba. That's what she calls him. Where's Papo Ekaba?
Get on with it.
So after watching Narcos, we decided to put the kids to bed and they wouldn't go to bed because they were all high as a kite because I'd have to give them a dib-dab.
I hope it was only a dib-dab. That's you're watching Narcos.
The worst thing you can give a kid before bed, by the way, is a dib-dab. And they wouldn't go to bed. So I turned around to them. I said, if you don't go to bed now, Santa's not coming on Christmas Day.
Oh,
there
you bastard.
And I told Lorraine this and she said that this is one of the worst things. That
is such bad parenting.
Why is that bad parenting?
Because firstly, you don't control Santa. You don't own him.
Oh, I do.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, I think you'll do.
He's an independent
thing. That wad of cash underneath my mattress, yeah? Off to Santa. That's where that went. That's where it went. So why is it wrong?
I think that's disgusting.
Did you never do that?
No, threaten Santa, no.
What?
No.
Why? But when your kids won't do it.
Mind you, you're so bad at parenting. Your young fellow was grounded and he was grounded for like 8 hours.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Even though you told him it was 2 months.
It was literally the shortest ground ever.
Yeah.
Literally put it.
So you're such weak parents.
Literally sat. Oh, would you say that to my wife?
If you're using threats like that, yeah.
No, she doesn't. She gives out to me. What is wrong with using Santa as a threat? Anybody?
I don't know.
No, but what is wrong with
it? I just think it's disgusting.
Why, though?
It just is. You don't own Santa.
Well, you do, kind of. You kind of control them.
Have you not been to Santa's place?
No, if I leave...
Have you visited Santa?
If I leave a letter out to Santa saying my kids are fuckers... But you probably shouldn't say that in a letter
I think
Santa,
that'd be a bit harsh.
Very hard, yeah. But if you leave a letter out to Santa and say, don't call to number 23... Sorry, I just gave away my house number there. Can we edit that out? Could be 23 anyway.
Can we get on with this?
So you shouldn't...
I think that's disgusting to be threatening your new children with Santa.
But they went to bed straight away. Papa Wickaba!
Big debates from the serious... to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Who wants to get rid of me? What's going
people
on?
People want rid of you.
People want me gone.
The other day when I was on with Katie, last week, yeah, when I was on with Katie, the amount of messages that come in saying, I love Opinions Matter when Jeremy's not on it. It's actually time for you to type up your CV. It really is. You need to start thinking outside the box, thinking outside Opinions Matter because... Oh. You're not wanted here. Start working on that CV. Have you ever worked on a CV?
I'll be honest with you, Aiden.
Well, my name's not Aiden. There's another reason you need to be gotten rid of. After all these years, you can't remember my name.
I've never had a CV. I've never had a CV in my life. A great man once told me, yeah?
A great man once told
you. This man is quite well known, yeah? He'd be a public figure.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
How can I say without saying his name? Baguette.
Baguette?
Baguette. You know the French baguette?
French baguette?
Paul Baguette.
I don't know anyone called Paul Baguette. No idea. Paul Baguette.
That fella.
Oh, that fella.
Yeah, he once told me, Mr. Baguette once told me.
Paul, he's doing really well for himself
he's
now.
He's doing very well for himself.
He is, yeah. Paul Baguette, yeah.
And he once told me, yeah.
By the way, a baguette and one of those aren't the same. They're not even related.
Doesn't make it. No, none of you know who he is.
Okay, yeah.
None of you know who he is. But he once told me, so, and I want to pass this advice on to every single one of you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
That a job you have to apply for is not worth taking.
Why?
So I've never had to apply for a job in my whole life.
Aren't you the lucky one?
I've always been offered a job because I'm actually...
You're what?
I bring a lot to the table.
You bring nothing to the table.
I bring a lot to the table. Look what I have on the table here. As we do this podcast, I am.
The only thing you bring to the table is what that L one said to that L fella. That's it. Nothing else. Nothing.
Oh. Anyway, my point is, Aiden, is that
stop calling me Aiden when you know fucking well it's not my name.
I don't have a CV. I've never had a CV. I know how to do a CV. And do people even do CVs anymore?
Shame on you.
Oh.
Do you not have a LinkedIn account?
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No. Don't have LinkedIn. Don't have a CV. And I tell you what, the bullshit. Now, it's interesting you mentioned CV. My wife a few years ago.
Yeah. I have a CV, by the way.
It hasn't helped you. Sure, News Talk changed the lock on the doors.
They did, actually, yeah.
Poor Adrian went up to the door and
swiped my fob.
You should see this video, actually, lads. I put it up on TikTok.
This isn't a true story, by the way.
Adrian went up to the door of News Talk. They told him that they might have a fill-in job for him because that's all Adrian's good for now is fill-in jobs.
What?
You're a fill-in.
I'm not really.
On the
contrary.
No, you're a fill-in. Your career is now fill-in.
I'm a fill-in. You're a sidekick.
I'd rather be a sidekick.
A sidekick. Yeah.
A psychic.
Anyway, go on.
Like, where have I lost my wedding ring? I can feel it under the cushion of your couch. Oh, what's your man's name that used to do the... Oh, I'm going into the room and there's a spirit in here. I can feel a spirit around me.
Who was that?
Your man that used to do the haunted shows. Oh my God. It's your granny. Your granny's talking to me. Remember him?
Fuck was that?
He's dead now. He was a camp...
Don't mock the dead.
He was a camp ghost hunter. Oh, there's a lot of spirits in the house. Say hello to me. Say hello to me, Chuck.
I have no idea who that person
Say
is.
Say hello to me, Chuck. Do you not remember him?
No.
I can feel it coming around me.
Oh, that's his own business.
Yeah, I don't know. Whoever that fella was. Anyway, I digress. I've never had a CV. I never will have a CV. But my wife, in a previous job, as you know, her job was to hire.
Correct. Yes.
To hire and fire. And she used to get CVs in all the time. And she used to bring them home to look at them. And I remember looking at one of the CVs at one time. So this was, just remember, guys, this was, it was Derek Akhara.
Oh, Derek Akhara.
Derek Akhara,
yeah.
What happened to him?
He died, apparently.
He's dead. He's a spirit. So the only spirits Adrian has in the house is Bacardi and gin.
Could he not see that coming, though?
His death?
Yeah.
He did. He said it on an episode. I won't be here next week, Chuck. Because they call each other. By the way, I've been to Liverpool many times, yeah?
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody calling someone Chuck.
Well, they all do.
No, they don't.
They do, all right, Chuck.
Sorry, I spend my life in Liverpool.
You've only been there once.
I've been there loads of times. I support Everton. Where are Everton from? And I have an apartment down at, what's the dock called?
You have an apartment in a place you don't know the name of.
I probably know the address of that. What's it called? What's the dock called?
Albert.
Yeah. I have an apartment down at Albert Dock. Anyway.
When you get on with it.
I looked at one of the CVs that she had on her desk at home one time. And do you know on your CV, it says, what are your skills?
Yeah, obviously.
So
yeah.
I'm going to ask...
That's obviously why you don't have a CV, because that section would just be blank.
Oh, I have a great skill, ladies and gentlemen, that none of you have, and I'm going to announce it in a few minutes.
Sorry, Gene just wants to know, is Derek Akhara dead? Yeah, he died actually five years ago in 2020.
Jesus, Gene, you could have Googled it and found out in literally 2 seconds.
But I'm telling
literally
you.
Literally 2 seconds.
He died on the 4th of January 2020.
Is that how long you said?
Yeah, just before COVID.
Derek, you never said goodbye to Chuck.
Anyway, go on.
Anyway, I took a look at the CV. This was a person applying for a professional medical job.
Okay, and...
A professional medical job.
In the section of skills.
And in the section where it said skills, do you know what this person... That was a fella. Do you know what he had down as his number one skill?
No.
Building Lego sets.
Fuck off.
Now, how... That's the God honest truth. I'm telling you, if I'm telling the lie, I'll die like Derek Akhara.
Okay? You don't know how he died.
I'll be dead, Chuck. I'll be dead tomorrow, Chuck. So how can you have that down as a life skill? Building Lego.
I don't know.
How is that a life skill? So what have you got as your... If you were to look at your LinkedIn page or your CV, yeah?
Yeah.
By the way, that video is... I'm just putting that up on TikTok now. Basically, it shows Adrian walking up to News Talk on last Saturday afternoon, was it?
No, this isn't true.
He's getting off the bus with his little pouch underneath him.
With
your laptop in it. So he's going in and he's singing, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, whistle as I work. And he goes up to the door of News Talk and he puts a swipe up to the door. But there's something wrong with the door. Why did they let me in?
Oh, and he's trying,
and he's standing. It's actually a pathetic video.
This may or may not have happened.
It's a video of a sad man. You know what? You know what the video is like? It's like a dog with three legs trying to cross the road. You know how sad that is when you see the dog stumbling? And it's Adrian.
It's funny, actually, because I'm actually working a News Talk again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you won't get in. The swipe isn't working. So literally, Adrian's paymasters in News Talk.
Yeah, go on anyway.
Literally, they changed the code on the door without telling them.
That's not true.
So what have you got? So this fella that applied for a job with
his
wife.
His skill was making Lego sets.
Well, now he was qualified in the job he was going to do.
Right, but under the category of skills.
He's going to do veterinary care.
Yeah.
Okay, so
he didn't write something like, I'm an expert on animals.
No, because that was a given. He'd studied veterinary in the department of the University of Wolverhampton or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
But his skill that he had down on his page was Lego building. Now, what is your skill on your CV? Actually,
I have so many skills.
You just stay quiet for a second.
Well, you've asked me a question.
Sorry, one of your skills is not being able to get the swipe on the News Talk door. Well, why have they, did you change this? Well, what are you doing? Patricia, you changed my code.
She's not there anymore. She's long gone.
That was her last thing before she left. She changed the code. So before Adrian answers that question, guys, I'm going to ask you a question, yeah? What, if you were to do a CV now, what would you have down as your number one skill? Your number one skill, if you were to have, okay? So message us now on Facebook. What would you have down as your skill? Because I have one and nobody can beat this. What is your skill?
You have a skill that nobody can beat?
I have a skill that A, nobody has, and B, nobody could
beat.
Is
it relevant even to any career that you might have?
No, but it's a fucking good skill. It's I amaze myself that I have this skill. Tell me your skill, Adrian. Jeez, this is more, you need more patience than trying to, this is like getting in the door News Talk again. Literally,
wait. What skill?
What skill have you got? If you were to pop once, so you've been interviewed by Patricia, yeah?
She's gone, long since gone.
No point in that. Like, look at this. Darren says, I can turn a standing tree into firewood. That's not really a skill, Darren.
Well, it actually is.
You literally have a wood chipper and you literally put, no, that's not a skill.
Can turn a standing tree into firewood. I think that's a brilliant
skill.
You
literally know how to use an axe, you fool. That's not a skill.
A chainsaw, I would have thought.
A chainsaw, yeah. Okay, what's your skill, Adrian? So you're in the interview. Patricia's sitting here. And she's going,
what would she be interviewing me for?
The Liveline gig.
That's gone.
Is it though? Is it?
It is.
Sorry, Kieran. Is it though? Is it yours?
Stop it now.
Well, I love Kieran.
Don't be dissing the guy.
Okay, so you're being interviewed for the Liveline job, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And did they get rid of the music, by the way?
Yeah, there's murder over that.
Why did they get rid of
that? There's absolute murder over it.
And does it still say, Joe Duffy?
Well, why would it say that when Joe's gone, but they got rid of the music as well?
That's sure as shite.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay, Patricia, I don't want the job. So you're being interviewed by Patricia, yeah?
Yeah, okay, and here I am, me and Patricia, yeah. Here we go, you ready, 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 ready? You ready? Okay.
Why would she...
There we are.
Why would she play the music at a job interview? That's ridiculous.
No, that is my skill, you see.
You wouldn't play that. You
asked me my skill.
You wouldn't play.
My skill is to just on command produce. So I'm there at the job interview,
oh,
yeah?
Jesus.
And Patricia's saying, would you like the Liveline gig? I'd say, yes, Patricia, as long as you can bring back the music, because I'm not loving the new music. I'm not loving it. So I'd ask her to bring back the new music.
Where's the music?
Here we go. You ready?
1850s.
No. Here we go. And it starts from here. Here we go. Okay.
The Liveline is open. Good afternoon and welcome along.
715-815. The Liveline is open now. You ready? Here we go.
Good afternoon. I love Joe, by the way. Anyway, why would she play the theme tune to the show at a job interview?
Just to show how in touch I am.
No.
That's my skill.
Adrian, you've been very good at stalling this, but literally you still haven't given us your skill.
No, that was my skill. Producing music at job interviews.
So my skill, guys, and everybody should try this and see if you're any good at doing it. I can go to a petrol pump.
Yeah.
And without looking at the pump, by pumping without looking at it, I can get the exact amount.
So what, if you're putting in 20 euro?
So if I was standing at a petrol pump, say in Circle K right now.
Yeah.
Circle K or Statoil. Say Statoil.
There's no Statoils in Ireland anymore.
Sorry, I was in a Statoil yesterday.
There hasn't been a Statoil in this country for years.
Sorry, I was in a Statoil yesterday.
How out of touch are you?
Statoil, yes.
Statoil is gone, you fool of a man.
No, I was in Statoil yesterday.
Where? Tell me where. Show me where it is.
The...
Yeah. There you go.
No, sorry, I was. Cloncalbert Road.
There's no Statoils in Ireland.
I was in Statoil on the Cloncalbert Road yesterday. So when I want every one of you to try this the next time you're filling up your car, okay? So I take the petrol pump out of the pump, yeah?
Yep.
And I don't look at the digits. Digits are for losers, yeah? I can stand there and pump petrol into the car and know exactly when to stop at the amount that I want. So say yesterday, and you can see from my receipt, 22 euro. I was able to get it to 22 euro without looking at the thing. Now that's a bloody skill.
I don't believe that.
That's true.
I want video proof of you doing that.
Well, here's the thing. I tried to video it and your man screamed on the telecom there from Statoil. Hello, this is Statoil here. Please put your phone away. You could cause a fucking fire. Very aggressive he was.
No wonder Statoil is gone.
It's not gone.
It's gone from Ireland.
I was literally in a Statoil yesterday.
You weren't.
I was.
I swear to God, they're gone.
You don't need to swear to God.
They're gone years.
But I wonder, could anybody else do that?
So I can't even do it when I'm looking at the bloody thing.
So I can time it exactly because I know how many words you have to say in between each litre of petrol that's going into your thing. So I press the pump, yeah?
Yep.
Don't you know, pump it up, you got to pump it up. €1. Don't you know, pump it up, you got to pump it up. €2, €3. And it actually works. And I got 22. I was actually 1 cent out.
So I want to paint this scenario here. You're with Patricia, yeah?
Hey, Patricia, how are you?
You're in the interview and...
But nobody knows who Patricia is.
It doesn't matter.
Patricia...
So there you are, you're in the interview. So, Jeremy, why...
First of all, I'd say, Patricia, turn down the music. Turn down the music.
Jeremy, why should we give you Liveline? Why do you want the Liveline gig?
Well, I can't hear myself think, Patricia, because when I could go to Statoil, Patricia, I can fill up a tank of petrol. I could fill your tank, Patricia, without even looking at the nozzle. Thank you.
That's extraordinary. Jeremy... Can I just tell you, you have got the gig. You've taken over Liveline.
Good afternoon. I would be terrible on Liveline.
You would be absolutely terrible, I agree.
I'm a terrible presenter. You know what, I wake up every day, yeah?
You are actually one of the worst presenters ever.
There's no disagree. If you're looking for a row, where's the row?
There is no row. I listen to Tuesday's episode of this podcast. Like, you're just shite.
Are you looking for a row here?
No.
Row.
You're awful.
But where's this conversation going?
So you would turn up for a job interview.
I'm sorry, what do you hope to get out of this conversation? I agree with you. If you think you're winding me up, you're not. I know I'm a bad presenter. And I wake up every day, and the first thing I do when I wake up in the day after an hour, that's the first thing I do when I wake up.
You're wee, yeah. No, come on.
No, the other thing. So when I wake up in the morning,
I
whistle first. And then I look at the stats for the day before in the podcast. We can tell the stats, many people listen. And I say to myself, how did 15,500 people listen to me?
But they didn't, you see.
They just listened to you.
Yeah.
Anyway, try and pump it up. Talk to Jer. Oh, I love that. Talk to Jer.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, bear with.
Bear with?
Bear with.
Bear with for what?
Because I just got a discount on a massage. I can't multitask. Can you multitask?
Yeah.
I can't talk on this podcast while I'm trying to book a massage.
Well, would you not put the fucking phone down?
No, because it says there's only 5 left.
Hang on. I want you to imagine you're sitting down tonight and you're looking at the 6-1 news, yeah?
I can't even listen to what you're saying because I'm trying to book this massage. Can we not just put the podcast on hold for a second?
No. I want you to imagine tuning in at 6 o'clock on the 6-1 news.
I don't watch RTE. I don't watch woke media.
Virgin Media or Sky News, wherever.
Woke
and
media.
There's the news presenter there. Oh, jeez, I have to book this. It's Black Friday.
Okay, Adrian, I don't want to insult you.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm about to. This is not the 6-1 news.
What?
This is not the 6-1 news. It's not Virgin Media news. Richard Chambers. Hey, Richard, where are you? Where's Dick? Where are you, Richie?
What are you trying to order anyway?
It's a special flash sale. I love flash sales.
Yeah, because they're such shite.
No, there's not. But this
and by the way, if it says there's only 5 left, yeah, that's the biggest lie.
No, it's not the biggest
lie. That's the red flag.
No, there's no red flag.
Oh, I have to get it. There's only 5 left. Oh, Jesus.
Full body Swedish massage.
Yeah.
Yeah, full body Swedish massage. How much would you say for an hour?
Who's doing it?
Well, I'm not going to mention the place because then everybody else will go and book it and then I won't get... Sorry, now it's after coming up four left at this price. How much would you say? And Aaron, now I'm a big fan of Swedish massages.
So I've heard, yeah.
Well, why would you have heard that? Who did you speak to?
You've told me before.
Remember your man in the Muppet Show? He was deadly, wasn't he? The Swedish chef.
Put the chicken in the soup and put the bird.
Anyway.
How much?
How much would you say for an airline?
Tell me.
Just how much would you...
€30.
You don't go for massages,
no,
do you?
I don't, no.
Okay, £60.
Is that good?
Yeah, it'd be normally about 120. I mean, as you know, I'm a big fan of massages. And...
Like, is it a full massage?
Yeah, it's a full body Swedish massage.
The whole 9 yards.
So the place... I don't know if there's lads... Sorry, I can't book this and talk at the same time. I can't multitask.
Well, then put the phone down.
Oh, can we not just take a break or something?
No, we've started.
Okay, I'll do my best to try and book
this. In 5 minutes, you'd be saying, I have to get out of here, the traffic on the M50.
Okay, bear with, because I'm trying to do two things.
No, we're moving on.
So
we're moving on.
What do you mean we're moving on? I would book the thing while I'm talking to you.
You can't.
Anyway, I don't know.
Is there a happy ending in it?
You see, that's the kind of attitude that's just ridiculous.
That's just what?
That you think every massage is a wank. No, every massage is not a wank.
But then you're getting ripped off.
I don't want a wank. I have a wife at home. Thank you.
What's that for? What's that got to do with that, anything?
Married men shouldn't be having wanks.
Oh, really?
I know, you yourself. I mean, Jesus, you pull the plum off yourself twice a day from what I heard.
Really?
It says it on the toilet downstairs. Adrian Kennedy pulls his plum.
That's what it says.
That was the graffiti. But I don't know, lads. This is a true story. The place I used to go for massages, which was in Dundrum.
Okay.
I had an embarrassing incident there about 2 years ago and I haven't been back since. So I was a regular customer there. Because you know I have, what's it called?
Lumbago. Ah, yeah, that's right.
Whatever
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, old man issues. Yeah,
I've but lower back issues. Yeah, from carrying Adrian on this podcast every day. She has me back in peace. I've been carrying you for your whole career. Literally have carried you your whole career.
I think it's the opposite of
I'm carrying you. Anyway, I have a bad back from carrying Adrian through his whole career. Like, you know the lovely house you live in? You're welcome.
You prick.
You know your kids that went to college?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, whatever. Go on anyway.
You know the clothes on your back?
Why did you not go back to that massage place?
So I used to go to a place in Dundrum that I used to get a massage in, and about 18 months ago, I'd say it was. And I went like once a week for my bad back. And
allegedly. Yeah, go on.
Well, no, I do have a bad back.
Yeah, no,
I have a very bad posture.
Yeah, come on anyway, will you?
And about 18 months ago. So lads who've ever been for massage, this isn't an issue for women because women, if they get aroused during massage, nothing happens. I mean, your knickers might get a bit wet, but other than that, no one's going to see a wet patch on your knickers.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, is that fair to say?
Come on, what happened to you?
So I was getting the massage, and now, by the way, the woman that was giving the massage was not attractive in any way, so I wasn't turned on by the woman, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
She was quite plain looking, but as she was massaging me, she was rubbing my inner leg, and she kind of hit the point.
The point?
The point of no return. Have you never heard, just when someone rubs the inside of your leg,
yeah?
It can be quite arousing. And let's just not rubbing your own leg. You're not going to give yourself a hard on rubbing yourself.
Well, you do.
Oh God!
But anyway, so you basically got a hard on when she was massaging you. Is that right?
So, but I was lying on my stomach at the time.
Right.
You know what? I had me head up the hole.
Up the hole. Yeah.
You ever done that? Where you have your head. So I had the head up the hole.
Yeah.
Lying on my stomach, and she kind of rubbed the wrong area, and little Jeremy. Hello, what's going on here? Hello, thank you. My dick talks like Gay Byrne, by the way, just so you know. So, lying on my stomach, and she says, now, Jeremy, it's time to turn you around and do the front. I said, no, I can't turn around. She says, no, I need to do the front of your legs. No, I can't turn around at the moment. And she was like, but I need to do, it's a full body massage. I have to get the front of your legs as well. I says, we'll wait for a few minutes. And at the same time, I'm trying to think of things to make little Jeremy.
Control matters.
Like, I'm thinking of you naked and nothing is getting little Jeremy down. He's just popping up to say hello and he won't go away. So anyway, she copped on after a few minutes that the reason I wouldn't turn around, she says, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. Jesus, this happens every day with male clients. I'm not embarrassed. You should not be. So turned around, 10 minutes of hell. I was so embarrassed and walked out, paid the money and never went back into that place again. So I haven't had a massage in about 18 months, all because little Jeremy just, he has a mind of his own.
Does he?
He does his own.
I don't really want to talk about him if you don't mind.
He does his own thing. His own bank account. Have you never been for a massage?
I have, yeah.
It's actually, but my advice for you lads, if you're going for a massage, just get the upper body. Yeah?
Yeah.
Because when they start rubbing the back of your legs, it's a trigger, isn't it?
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.